Voices, Community Stories, Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group that since 1999 has given Tucson youth a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. Next, we'll hear from Jacob Lopez, a shy young man who will tell us how he sees the world through makeup.
The first time I ever put on makeup, I was 11 and in the fifth grade. Just a little Carmex to plump up my lips and give them shine, and some eyeliner to give me piercing eyes. In sixth grade, it became a routine. After school, I'd come home, avoiding everyone, lock myself in the bathroom, and wash off my face. I'd wash out my nicely shaped eyebrows, untease my eyelashes, and scrub off the concealer to reveal the true boy everyone assumed I was. Paranoid that someone was coming towards the bathroom, I would start washing my face even faster. I was scared as hell. In middle school, makeup allowed me to have fun and explore. Now that I'm 19, I want to show others the freedom that makeup has given me. I want to do makeup for a living. Since kindergarten, I've always been fascinated with feminine things. Barbies, fashion supermodels, and porcelain dolls. One of my favorite activities when I was younger was to curl the doll's hair around my fingers so it never lost volume. When my mom put on her makeup in the mornings, I would just sit on the toilet and stare, amazed at how her eyes didn't stand out unless she made them, or how she could use foundation to hide her blemishes. As I got older, I thought, why don't guys take that long to get dressed in the morning? My mom's makeup made her feel like she was ready to take on the world. I wanted the confidence that came with being able to control how the world saw me, but I know I had to be careful. My family values are difficult for me to understand. Like my grandfather, who was in the army, says, no sissies allowed. He raised me to believe that men should be men and not femmes. But after my freshman year in high school, I decided I wasn't living a lie no more. Moms find out everything, right? When I came out as gay to my family, there was a big silence, like no one wanted to believe it. By then, Grandpa had left the house for good. When the dust settled, I knew what my future had in store for me. I wanted to be a makeup artist. I started wearing makeup out every day. It became a routine for me to set up my face in the mornings so that I was comfortable to enter the world. On the bus, I got stares. I learned to keep my guard up, just in case someone wanted to hate on me. Even now, I wonder what people think when they pass me on the street. Oh, look at that fag. Or, wow, can you do my makeup someday? I became more curious about the power that makeup has. My friend Stephanie, who knows how important makeup is to me, connected me with Leon Lucero, a Phoenix-based fashion photographer, and Tanner Hartman, a makeup artist he works with. A few weeks ago, I traveled to Scottsdale to watch Leon, Tanner, and Edita, their model, work at a photo shoot. I got there in the morning, just as Tanner was setting up her brushes. Edita showed up with no makeup on, and Tanner worked on her for a good hour, applying cleansers, creams, foundation, eyeshadow, fake eyelashes, and blush. Edita was beautiful before, but she was a sight to see when Tanner was done. Edita was still the same person on the inside, but what Tanner had done changed how she looked to everyone else. With makeup on, she was a runway model, someone you see at a Dolce & Gabbana fashion show. With just a little bit of makeup, her whole position in society changed. After spending the afternoon with Leon and Tanner, I know for sure that I want to be the makeup artist who gets the models ready, making them feel unstoppable with confidence. I know I would fit in. After all, I've been doing makeup since I was little. I used to imagine the scene. Thousands of people waiting. The main attractions backstage getting it together. Dozens of hair dryers blowing, curling irons hot to the touch, racks and racks of expensive clothes and shoes being fitted on the models. The world's best makeup, kits and face brushes everywhere. Makeup has allowed me the ability to express my emotions and cope with life, especially when I'm going through a rough time. I want to return the favor and do something for other people that maybe they can't do for themselves. Thanks to Tanner and Leon, I'm armed with all the professional ins and outs. I have to get a cosmetology license, create a portfolio, and be educated on what kinds of looks are most in demand and why. But what I will always remember is how transformative makeup can be. It changed my life.
You can find more Voices stories in the Arizona Spotlight Archives. They're online at azpm.org. You'll also find a link to contact Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc.